Jerry Seinfeld answered my prayers. There's comedy news and Jerry's part of it, but we'll get to that. Let's start with some tweets. Conan O'Brien says, thanks to the heat wave, you can now get a picture on Hollywood Boulevard with tank top Darth Vader and thong Elmo. Kostaki Economopoulos, you should follow him on Twitter. He is a great, great comedy writer and comedian. He was watching some NFL and he said Drew Brees broke the record for career pass attempts previously held by Bill Clinton. And and Kostaki tagged on with, the 49ers are the only thing in the Bay Area not on fire. Tim Dillon said, I got to be honest, I'm starting to think there are some real problems in this country. And Mark Norman said, he's so jealous of his phone. Wouldn't it be great if you could leave the house every day at 100%? Larry the Cable Guy, what a career I've had. Clubs to theaters to arenas to a stadium to TV to movies back to arenas then theaters and now tweeting my act from a recliner on a Friday night watching a high school football rerun. All right, Jerry Seinfeld, thank you for making comedy news, Jerry. This from the New York Daily News. The former sitcom star, is that how we're describing Jerry? Like, you know, he's done other things. That sitcom's been over for 25, 30 years. Remember Jerry Seinfeld? He had like a sitcom in the 90s. I wonder what happened to that guy. He took the stage at Chelsea's Gotham Comedy Club, a great club, alongside Chuck Schumer, who loves to be in the Sunday press. See, you guys that think I just bashed Trump, Chuck Schumer, Democratic senator from New York, loves to find things that like nobody could possibly be against. And he comes out every Sunday on TV and he does a speech about it. So this week, who could possibly be against the Save Our Stages Act, a measure that would provide $10 billion in coronavirus relief grants for live entertainment venues across the country? And they announced this at Gotham Comedy Club with Jerry Seinfeld, a $10 billion deal. But it made the newspaper. See how Chuck Schumer works? Schumer said venues across the country have lost $9 billion in ticket sales since the pandemic began to shutter them, hurting the livelihoods of millions of workers who said he would be helped by the bill. Did you know Chuck Schumer's second cousin is Amy Schumer, the comedian? Jerry Seinfeld said, New York is so special for performers. When you come into Manhattan as a performer and you stand in front of a New York audience, you find out if you're good enough to actually have a career in the arts. If you're from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and everyone there likes you, I don't know if that's going to guarantee anything. Wow, slamming Lake Charles, Louisiana, Jerry. The Daily News added, Seinfeld, whose net worth is greater than $500 million, said he had no plans to bail out the city's comedy clubs himself, but was confident New York's nightlife culture would return soon enough. All right, the thing that I lovingly refer to as the Michelle Obama comedy special. That's not what it actually is, but I just like saying Michelle Obama comedy special. This is the VOMO, vote or miss out, election comedy special. Some more people are involved. Larry David, Susie Essman, Chris Rock, Chuck Schumer's second cousin Amy, J.B. Smoove, Wanda Sykes, Usher, LeBron James. They were all expected to appear last night. I will let you know how that goes once I see a review of it. I go to bed at 10 o'clock. I can't watch that. From Variety, the Parks and Rec cast are reuniting for the second time this year. Several of the show stars, including Amy Poehler, Adam Scott, Nick Offerman, will hold a virtual event raising money for the Wisconsin Democratic Party. This is a very political episode of Daily Comedy News. There will also be some surprise guests. The event is titled, quote, a Parks and Rec Town Hall, unquote, and will feature a Q&A with the cast members. Fans must make a donation of at least $1. To attend the one-time virtual event, September 17th, 8 o'clock Central, and the Q&A is at 8:30. The event website says, anything you donate will be used to ensure that Trump loses Wisconsin and thereby the White House. From IndieWire, just a few months after the premiere of Space Force, Showtime will launch Moonbase 8. I've told you about this in the past. Well, there's a trailer out right now. If you watch the trailer, it looks like, you know, a pretty like serious space show until, you know, the wackiness comes in the middle. The footage release is tied to the anniversary of JFK's legendary We Choose to Go to the Moon speech, which plays over the teaser. The official synopsis, set in the isolated desert of Winslow, Arizona at NASA's Moonbase simulator, it follows eager astronauts Skip, Rook, and their leader Cap as they attempt to qualify for the first lunar mission. While working vigorously to complete their training, a series of unexpected circumstances forces the astronauts to question their own mental sanity, trust in each other, and whether or not they're cut out for space travel. NBC's got a new sitcom that none of us are going to watch. This one is called Connecting. Connecting begins shortly after we all sheltered in place and brings us through just before the election, covering up what's happened throughout 2020. It runs the gamut, and we hope it speaks to the many different types of experiences, shares series creator Martin Garrow, who is returning to the network after five seasons of Blind Spot. You remember Blind Spot. He says, we want people to feel acknowledged and have their experiences represented in television in a cathartic way. The series was safely shot while the actors and crew were in their homes and will be one of the few new programs on broadcast TV this fall. October 1st, connecting on NBC. Nah. And from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Andrew Dice Clay is selling his house, but he himself spoke about the house. He says, I'm not doing an impression here. It has that Vegas feel. It has a step-down living room, step-down dining room, and step-down bar, where we had a blast there all these years. I always loved those big one-level homes. We had parties all there with my friends in Vegas, Chris Angel, Tom Green, and Wayne Newton. Michael Imperioli from The Sopranos would come over when he was in town. Imagine that. You're there. It's Dice. Michael Imperioli, Wayne Newton, Tom Green, Chris Angel. That's a crew. We hung out after my shows late at night. It was a great hang in a party place. It has that big open hangout where the bar is and a giant pool. We had so much fun there. I went through two wives and a fiance living there. Clay said he renovated the home and put in new plumbing, floors, carpeting, granite in the kitchen while keeping the Vegas feel. He says, I like the jacuzzi tub in the bathroom. I went top of the line. That would be $20,000 today. It lights up and turns colors and the jets come from below. You can get your back massaged in it. Thanks, Dice. That's your comedy news for today. Hey, follow the show on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. See you tomorrow.